Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Ches, and we are seven lines from the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph Amamar. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leia, Moshaba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Avram ben Gittel Edel, Sar Nechama, bas Rus Malka, Rafal Kas ben Fega, Baruch ben Rachel, Chaya Malka bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel bas Rachel Shendel, Chana Tova bas Sara Risha, Meira Chava Bas Hashana, Yaakov Aaron Tzvi Ben Yuta, and Esther Kreindl Bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Doiv Beryl Ben Reb Yaakov David. So we're at the tail end of what was the majority of the topic of yesterday's daf, and that is where Chol HaMoed meets the halachos of Mitzayra, the halachos of Nigon. The Mishnah mentioned the machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim, whether a Kohen is allowed to inspect a Negan Chol HaMoed, or whether a Kohen is not allowed to inspect a Negan Chol HaMoed. What would be the reason he shouldn't be able to? Because what happens if the Kohen inspects the Nega and he's going to see that this person is Tamei? If he's going to tell the person he's Tamei, this person's going to have to start observing all the laws of a mitzayra, which is without question going to impact his simchas yontif. And it says in the Torah, v'samachta b'chagecha, a yid has to be b'simcha. And it's for that reason the Chachamim, Rabbi Yossi, said that a kohen is not allowed to be roya negarin, negayim an chol hamoed. Rameir argued, Rameir says he could. He just shouldn't say that the person's tamei in the event he's tamei. Rameir said, Royan is anegoim lahakel, avaloi lahach. The Gemara explained what the hezbon and the machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim is. The Gemara said that Rebbe, who was a Talmud of Rameir and a Talmud of Rabbi Yossi, he was machriya, some mitzayram, he paskin like Rameir, other mitzayram, he paskin like Rabbi Yossi, trei tanoi aliba de Rebbe. When Rebbe paskin like Rameir, when Rebbe paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but either way, that was how the sugi of Nagon got into Mesechtes Moed Katan. That's where it's Nogeya, the laws of Chol HaMoed. From there, the Gemara digressed a little bit, and the Gemara talked about different dinim related to a Mitzayra. One halacha the Gemara discussed was that a Mitzayra is Aser B'Tashmish Amita. Stating that, the Gemara said a Chiddush. It's only a Mitzayra Muskar, it's not a Mitzayra Muchlet. And even though a Mitzayra Muchlet is more Chomer traditionally than a Mitzayra Musker, but as it relates to this halacha, it's actually more kuladig. The Mitzayra Musker is Asa B'Tashmish Amita, the Mitzayra Muchlet is Mutte B'Tashmish Amita. Another thing that the Gemara said was that Tumas Negon is B'Koyin Tal Yomilsa. Unless the Koyin says the person's Tamei, even if everybody sees the Nega and everybody knows he's Tamei, it doesn't matter. It's only dependent on what the Koyin says. Not just that, the Gemara said that if the Kohen wants, he could sometimes choose not to see Negayim, and by doing that, he will be able to manipulate whether this person will be deemed a Mitzayra, or whether this person would not be deemed a Mitzayra. The Gemara brought a Braisa, Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi, when a Kohen has the right to make the determination that even though I know this person's a Mitzayra, but I'm going to exercise this ability I have to not say he's a person that's Tamei, could he do it only for a Dvar Mitzvah? Could he do it even for a Dvar Rishos? Either way, it's in that general context that we pick up on today's daf. So the Gemara is going to begin with Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in the Braisa that the Gemara mentioned on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and that is, it says, with regards to the Mitzayra, Uviyoyim Heirois Boy. And we learn from here, did Rabbi Yehuda anyways, Yesh Yoyim Sha'ata Raya Boy, the Yesh Yoyim Sha'ata Raya Boy. There are days that the Kohen can and should inspect Negan, but there are actually days that he should choose not to inspect Negan. And then Rabbi Yehuda gave examples. Mikan Amru, Chosin Shenoilat Boy Nega, Noisn Loi Zayin Yimei Amishta. Dechein Beregdel, Noisn Loi Shivas Yimei Aregel. That a Chosin, who is in the middle of Sheva Brachas, if he sees a nega, the Kohen shouldn't paskin on the nega. He shouldn't look at the nega. Why? He doesn't have to. And why shter this person's simcha that he has right now? Because of the fact that he got married. And the same is true on Yontif, everybody. On Yontif, everybody has a mitzvah of simchas Yontif. And it's for that reason the Kohen should not inspect any negaim on Yontif. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar. Rabbi Yehuda said, Yesh Yom Shat Royaboy, the Yesh Yom Shiat Royaboy. There are days that the Kohen should be Roya Negaim. And then there are days that the Kohen should not be Roya Negaim. And how did Rabbi Yehuda know that? He darshened it from a pasuk. What was the pasuk? It says, Uviyoim herois boy basar chayitma. Says the Gemara, my mashma, the obvious question, what do you see in those words? Uviyoim Hey, Ra'is boy, that Yesh Yom Sha'at Ra'ya boy, the Yesh Yom Sha'at Ra'ya boy. What exactly is the drasha? So the Gemara says it was a machlokes Abaye v'Rav. Amar Abaye said, because im kein lichtev rachmona biyoim, my uviyoim, the extra vav, shmamino, yesh yom sha'at ra'ya boy, yesh yom sha'at ra'ya boy. Rabbi Yehuda was darshaning the vav. Biyoim he ra'is boy, that the Torah had to say, but uviyoim, that vav is extra, and that's what the basis for the drasha was. Rava Amar, Rava said, kulo kroye seirahu. No, Rava said, the drasha is not just the vav, the drasha is actually the entire word. The whole word uviyoim is extra. Why? Because then Cain, lichtev rachmana ubehe ra'is. If the Torah just wanted to say what it's saying, the Torah could have left out the word uviyoim. It could have just said, uveheirois by basar chayitma. When the Kohen sees the nega, he's going to know that he's talking. On the day that the Kohen sees, that's a little extra. The whole word uveyoim is extra. My uveyoim, so Rava said, why then did the Torah say uveyoim? Shmami, no, it's coming to teach me, Rabbi Yehuda's drash, yeshem shatarayah boy, v'yeshyoim shiatarayah boy. It must be, it's coming to teach us this halacha, that there are days that the Kohen's supposed to see, there are days that the Kohen's not supposed to see. So machloikis abaye v'rava, a very subtle machloikis abaye v'rava. Usually when you think of a machloikis abaye v'rava, you think of literally mikotze el akotze, yish loy midas, havi yish, loy havi yish, dvar ma'im den berumay shaloy. This is very, very subtle. The koyin is yeshem shatarayah boy, yeshem shi'atarayah boy. It's learned out from the pasuk uviyoyim hera is boy. The question is, where's the drasha? According to Rava, the whole word uviyoyim is extra. According to Abaye, the word uviyoyim itself is not extra. It's the vav of uviyoyim is extra, says the Gemara. L'chura, Rava's right. The word uviyoyim would seem to be superfluous. Abaye didn't see it that way. Abaye felt, no, the Torah has to say biyoyim. It's just the vav, uviyoyim. That's where there's something that you're able to darshan. So says the Gemara of Abaye. What does Abaye darshan from the word biyoyim? Why does he think it's not extra? No, the pasuks teach me a very important halacha. Biyoyim v'loy b'layla. That maris negam has to be during the day. Maris negam cannot be at night. A kohen is not allowed to look at a nega at night. He has to look during the day. Says Abaye, now I know that? Because it says uviyoyim. Now, it didn't have to say uviyoyim. It could have said biyoyim. So the vav is extra to teach me. Yeshem shataroy boy, v'yeshem shiataroy boy. But you're telling me the whole word is actually, no, it's not. It's a very critical word. If it would have just said ubeheroyisba, you would think the kohen could look at the gun by day, by night, by nashmashes. He could do it whenever he wants. That's why the Torah said b'yayim v'loy b'layla. How does Rava know b'yayim v'loy b'layla? He thinks the word uviyayim is extra, so obviously he doesn't need it to teach me this halacha that maris negam has to be during the day. So how then does he know b'yayim v'loy b'layla? Nafkale, he learns it from another pasuk. It says milchol mare eine hakoyen, and you see from here that it has to be during the day. Mare eni akoyin, it's at a time that the koyin is able to see, which implies the day. So from lechol mare eni akoyin, says Rava, that's how I know that it has to be during the day. So why did it have to say biyoyim? Must be the whole word is extra. V'abaya. Why didn't Abaya learn from lechol mare eni akoyin? Why does he need biyoyim to teach me that maris lekom has to be during the day? Why can't he learn it from there? So the Gemara says, because ahumi bayle Abaya couldn't darshan that pasuk for this halacha, because that drasha, it's a good drasha, but it's already taken. It's taken to teach me something else. Namute suma me'achas me'enam. If a kohen is a suma in one eye, he's not let it be ra'ya negam. Now, if a kohen's a suma in both eyes, obviously he can't be ra'ya negam. It's not possible. But the chiddush is that even if he's a suma me'achas me'enam, where really he's able to see, but it says milchol mari ene ha'kohen, both eyes, so he needs the drasha to teach me that. As a result, I can't learn from the v'yoyim v'loy b'layla. V'yoyim teaches me v'yoyim v'loy b'layla. Therefore, it's only the vav that's going to be extra. So the Gemara says, v'rava. What about Rava? How does he know suma be'achas me'enav? So the Gemara says, you're right. Nami mi boy le'lachi. Rava really also learns from melechol mare eni akoyim suma me'achas me'enoy. If that's the case, v'elo b'yoyim v'loy v'lay l'mi noli. So how does Rava know b'yoyim v'loy v'lay? Again, just if you're following the cheshman, Rava said that the whole word uviyoyim is extra. It's coming to teach me yeshem shatiroyah. Abaye said, no, I needed to teach me b'yoyim v'loy v'lay l'mi. Rava said, I know b'yoyim v'loy v'lay l'mi from somewhere else. Where is this someone else? So the Gemara assumed melechol mare eni akoyim. But the Gemara just said, no. Rava needs milchol mari eni akoyim to teach me suma me'achas me'enav. So what would be that other place? So the Gemara says, nafkele mikenega nira li babayis. It says, mikenega nira li babayis, and it's from that word, nirali. Rashi says, nirali means I see it naturally, v'loy la'oyri, and I don't have to come on to any art. So that's how Rava knows b'yayim v'loy b'layla. That's why the whole word uviyayim is actually v'abaya. Why didn't Abaya learn it from there? So the Gemara says, Abaya really did learn from there. But he held, ime hasam, had I only had that pasuk, I would have thought, hanimili tumad alav de gufe. That pasuk's talking clearly about Abayas. So being that it's talking about Abayas, right, the whole parsha's Tazriya Mitzayra goes back with bias and bias. So the point is, it's actually a bias, not a bias. But from the word bias, I only know that Tumas Batim or Nige Batim, there's a halacha that the Kohen has to do during the day. But maybe Tumas Gufei, that's something you could do even using electricity, even using a lamp, even using oil. So maybe that could be a night as well. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush. Abaya says that the word Uva Yoyim is on extra because I needed to teach me Yoyim Vilei Belayla. I know it from the Kenega Nerli Babayas? Yeah, that I know Nige Batim. How would I know Nige Yodam? Rav held there's no chiluk between Nige Batim and Nige Yodam. And once I know Nige Batim has to be Yoyim, I know Nige Yodam also has to be Yoyim. So why does the Torah have to tell me B'yoyim herois? Must be the whole word is extra. So again, the Machloikas Abaya V'Rava is in understanding the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda said, Yeshoyim Sh'atneroye boy, Yeshoyim Sh'iatneroye boy. What's the Makar? Uviyoyim herois boy. But it was a little bit ambiguous. What exactly was the drasha? Rava said, the whole word is extra. I don't need this word to teach me anything. Must be, that's what Rabbi Yehuda's darshan. Abaya said, Nishtemis. I need the word. But Yoyim teaches me Maris the Gom is during the day, not at night. Are you going to tell me I have another pasuk? Mikinega nirali babayas? That's Nige Batim. How do I know Nige Adam? So I need the word. What then is the drasha? The drasha is the Uvi Yoyim. It's the Vav. So the previous Mishnah mentioned the machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim, who the Gemara clarified who was the Chachamim, right? The Chachamim's not the same person in every sugya. In our Mishnah, and Davzayin Amid Alf, the Chachamim was Rabbi Yossi. So we had a machloikis between Rameir and Rabbi Yossi. Machloikis was whether you could be Roya Negoim, Lahakel, on Chol HaMoed or not. Rameir was Mekel, he said you can. Rabbi Yossi was Machmer, he said you can't. So the Gemara now is going to bring another Mishnah, another machloikis between Rameir and Rabbi Yossi, with regards to Hilchas Chol HaMoed, where again Rameir is Mekel and Rabbi Yossi is Machmer Nusugya, V'oidam Rameir. Rameir said another kula. Melakit Adam Atzmois Ove V'imai. A person is allowed to gather the bones of his father and his mother. So Rashi says, Hocha B'mayaskinon, where a person is reinterring the Atzmois of his parents. So his parents were buried in a place, and he now wants to move the atzamos of his parents to kivros of avosav. He wants to move it to the place where the home mishpacha is buried. The question is, could he do this on Chol HaMoed? Could he not do it on Chol HaMoed? So Meir says he can. And the reason he gives is very, very mysterious. Mepnesha simcha hiloi. Because this is a big simcha for him. And it's for that reason, this is something that he's allowed to do. Rabbi Yossi said, Avululoi, this is not a day of simcha. This is a day of mourning. What's Rabbi Yossi saying? So of course you can't do it on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, you have to be v'simcha, v'samachta b'chagecha. And it's for that reason, this is not going to be okay. Another Allah Chaloya, Oyer Adam Al Mesai. A person shouldn't be Oyer people for a mace. The Gemara will explain what that means. V'loyas bidenu. The Gemara will explain what that means. Koidim l'regel shalayshim yoyim, 30 days before Yontif. So the ratio of the Mishnah first. Machloikis, Rameir, and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir said a person could be malakid atzmos ove v'imoy on Chol HaMoed. Even gave a reason. Mepnei simcha hiloy. Rabbi Yossi said it's not something you're allowed to do. Frank the Gemara Rimin will ask you, Kasha, how could Rabbi Meir say simcha hiloy? This halacha that says, and it's a Mishnah, malakid atzmos ove v'imoy. If someone does this, someone reinters the atzmos of his parents, he has to sit in avelos. Even if his parents would have died many years earlier. But the day that he's malakid atzmos ove v'imoy, there's a chiv avelos for one day. So, Mesabel Aleim Kol Hayom, Ule'erevei Mesabel Aleim. And now you don't have to be Mesabel anymore. But at least for one day, you have to be Mesabel. Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda added to that. He said, Afilu Tzrurin Loi Besadinoi. Even if the person was not the one that actually took the Atzamos out of the caver, even if he never saw the Atzamos, they're wrapped in a sadin, they're wrapped in a sheet, it doesn't matter. If right now he's engaging in this kfura, the halacha is, he has to keep a day of Avelos. So what's the kasha? It seems like everyone agrees, this is a unanimous halacha, that if someone reinters Atzmos Ove V'imoy, there's a Chi of Avelos. If there's a Chi of Avelos, how could you do it on Chol HaMoed? And not just that, Rameir gave a reason, Mipnei Shesimcha Hiloi? You see, Dine Avelos is Noi. I'm Rabbi. So Abaya said a different shot. He says, you know what Rameir meant when he said Mipnei Shesimcha Hiloi? Mipnei Shesimcha's HaRegel Olav. What he meant to say was not that he's besimcha with what he's doing. But rather, what Rameir meant to say was, is that even though it's true, what he's doing is going to cause him sorrow, it's going to cause him pain. But at the same time, it's Yontif. And because it's Yontif, he's besimcha with the Yontif. The simcha of Yontif will overwhelm it will suffocate any tzar that he has because of the fact that he's being malakid atzvus of ve'imoy, and it's for that reason it's going to be okay. So the Gemara in the Havamina thought that what did Rav Meir mean when he said mevnei shesimchi loy? There's an actual simcha in the fact that he's being malakid atzvus of ve'imoy. And by the way, what would be the Havamina, right? What's that svara? What was the Havamina of the Gemara that there should be a simcha? It's pashut because he's moving, the way Rashi explained it, these atzamos from being buried al im haderech, the son, he's taking it to Kivrei Avosav. So as a result, you would think there's a simcha. But the Gemara said it can't be pshat, meaning even though you can rationalize it, but it can't be what the pshat is, because you see, there's a halacha, it's a mishnah, that a person has to be noyig avelus in this kind of situation. What then did the mishnah mean? What it must have meant was, what Ramey was saying was, as a result, there's no concern that this is going to lead him to any tzar. The safe of the mishnah was, so this is already not an halacha that's negeya chol hamoed per se, but this is a halacha that's already negeya 30 days before Yantav. So shloishim yoim koydom lachag, two things. Lo yoyer adam al meisai, number two, v'lo yaspidenu. So it says the word, my lo yoyer adam al meisai. What does this even mean? Omer Rav, Rav said, kad hadar saftana b'marava. He gave an example. Once upon a time, there would be professional eulogizers. That was a common thing. So people, literally, they earned a living by going from levaya to levaya, and they would speak, and they would give tremendous cover to the mace and cover to all the people. And as a result, this was a fach. This is something that people did. But either way, says the Gemara, that when the Saftan would go around in Eretz Yisrael, he would say like this, Amri yafkun ime kol merire libo. He would knock on people's doors, people that he thought that had some affiliation with this nifter, and he would say, you know, cry with me and, you know, be involved and be betzar and be ba'avelos. This person was ma'orer other people al meisai, and that's what the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to do shloishim yoyim. Koidem haregel shloishim yoyim, you're not allowed to do this. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, ma'ishna shloishim yoyim? Why 30 days? Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Kahana said the name of Rav Yehuda, said the name of Rav. Ma'is Bada Mechel, there was a story with a person, shekineis mois ali sarechel. This person had put money aside to be oiler regel. So he had money hidden, tucked away. He had the money so that he'll be able to pay for the expenses to be oiler regel, bas saftan. And saftan came for amad al pesach beisai, and he knocked on his door. V'notlason ishtoi, v'nosason loy. So apparently, what happened was this person had put money away. He wanted to use this money to go be oiler regel. This person's out at work. This professional saftan comes knocking on the door, and he meets the missus, and he says, you know, I'm offering to give a eulogy. One of your kreivim I know died recently. Would you be willing to pay for a hesped? And she thought about it. She said, sure. So she took the money, and she gave it to this person. Now, in the meantime, this man came home, and he said, Vizdegelt, kesef minolan, kedushin daf beis. And she said, what happened? I gave it to a saftan, finimna v'layala. And this person ended up not being oiler regel. But oysa sha'amru, when Chazal realized what happened, they said the following, lo yo'oir al meisai, v'lo yaspidenu koidem l'regel shloishim yoin. You shouldn't be ma'oir al meisai. You shouldn't be hire any professional saftanim before yontif 30 days. Why? Because before yontif 30 days, people start putting their money aside. Shloishim yoin koidem l'chag, that's when people start getting ready for yontif. I mean that people start putting their money aside. So we're concerned that the person's going to take that money and he'll end up not being oiler regel. So we don't want this to interfere with the mitzvah. It's an interesting reason. With the mitzvah of being oiler regel, so therefore they said within 30 days, don't do this. Either way, that's the first reason the Gemara gives. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said a different reason. So it's much more simple. You want to know why 30 days before Yontif, you shouldn't engage in being oiler amesa, you shouldn't engage in having these professional eulogizers. It's very simple, because if there's going to be a greisa hesped, the hesped is going to stick by the people for how long? 30 days. If it's going to take place within 30 days of Yontif, Yontif's going to come and the person's going to be Bavelos. So shloishim yom kaidem l'chag, we start already thinking about Yontif, especially something that if you do now, it's going to shter your simchas Yontif, and for that reason, you're not supposed to do it. So the Gemara gave two reasons why lo yo'ir adam ha-meisai, and you shouldn't hire one of these professional eulogizers. Either the reason is because of a meisai shayah kach hayah, and Chazal realized that this can cause a person not to be oiler regel, Alternatively, lefisha eina meis mishtakech min leiv shloishim yom, because it's going to end up staring the simchas yontem. I binayu zok the gemara. What's the nafkemina between the two pshatim? Must be a nafkemina, otherwise we wouldn't have two reasons. Ikabinayu to cover bechinim. Nafkemina would be what if somebody comes by and he says, "I'm willing to do it for free." If it's because of a chash, you're going to end up spending your regular money, so over here you don't have to worry about it. If it's because sheina meis mishtakech min leiv shloishim yom, so over here you would have to worry about it. Incidentally, the rishonim ask an obvious question. The rishonim say. Gemara says, "My benayo, posh the nafkemina. Nafkemina would be bezman hazeh. According to the first reason, it's related to the mitzvah to be oil rega. So therefore, luchura would only be negeya bezman shebeis hamikdash ayikayim. According to the second reason, lefisha ina meis mishtakech min alev shloishim yoyim. That has nothing to do with the zman of the beis hamikdash. That's something that would be negeya bezman hazeh as well. It's the rishonim's kasha ayin shal. Zok the mishnah vayter ein chayfrin kuchin v'kvaros b'moyed. You're not allowed to dig kuchin and kvaros b'moyed." So these are places where people were buried, and it's not something that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Now Rashi says, if there's someone that died, and you have to dig a kuch or a caver to bury this person, of course you would do it. But the Mishnah is talking about a case where you don't have someone right now that needs to be buried, but at the same time, you're preparing. There's some downtime, it's Chol HaMoed. So you want to be chayfer kuch in the kfaris in the eventuality, maybe it's something that's going to be needed. So the halacha is, you can't do it. And Rashi says, because it's a tircha yaseira and involves malacha. Therefore, even though you can argue that there's maybe some tzairich that will come from it, but at the same time, if there's no mace here right now, we're not letting you do a malacha, even if there's some rationale to do it, in the event that it involves Tirchi Yisera. So just like we saw in the first Mishnah, the Masechta, that even by a Dovara of it, we're sensitive to Tirchi Yisera. This is an example. Because of Tirchi Yisera, it's not something we're going to allow to do. Says the Mishnah, so even though you can't be Chayfer, the Kuch and the Kever, but if you want to be Mechanechet that you can do, the Gemara is going to explain. You're allowed to make a Nevreches. So Rashi says, Bricha Shal Kaifsim. So this was like a pool of water that people used to do their laundry in. So the laundry was done in this pool. You're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. Traditionally, you're allowed to make an aron, you're allowed to make a coffin, as long as the mace is inside the chatzar. As long as the mace is there, you could do it. If the mace is not there, it looks like you're stopped doing work, and because of Marisayin, it wouldn't be okay. But if the mace is in the chatzar, then you'd be allowed. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's Aser, Elam Ken Yishem, Yeshi Mayinasar. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the premise of the Mishnah, he just argues with a subtlety. He says that to go create a coffin from scratch, that's not something that you're allowed to do. However, if you have the Nesarim, you have the beams, and you want to just go make the coffin using the existing Nesarim, that you can do. So if you're going to go make the Nesarim to be able to make the Aron, that's not okay. If you have the Nesarim already, you want to use the Nesarim to make the caver, to make the coffin, that you can do. So Mishnah said a whole bunch of halachas, short Gemara, that's going to explain it. So the first line of the Mishnah was, Ein chayfen kuchen, ukvaros b'moyed. So the Gemara says, my kuchen or my kvaros. What are these things? Rabbi Yehuda said, kuchen b'chfira. Kuchen was like an underground cemetery. So it's what's known as a catacomb. So catacombs were these underground basak forests almost, and there were shelves, and people were buried there. And once upon a time, even Yidden were buried in that way. So that's what a kuch is. My kvaros. Kvaros are bebinyan. That's a tomb. That's above ground. And that's also something that you're not allowed to make on Chol HaMoed. Tanya Nami Hachi, Eilu in Kuchen, Eilu in Kfaris, Kuchen Bechfira, that's underground, Kfaris Bebinyan, that's above ground. Avo Mechanchen Nasa Kuchen. So the Mishnah said that even though you're not allowed to make the Kuchen, but if you want to be Mechanechet, you can. Keitza Mechanchen. What does that mean? Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Shem Hayo Aruch, if it was too long, Mekatzer, you can make it shorter. But Masnisa Tana Breis, it said similar. Mayrechba, you can make it longer. Umarchba, you can make it wider. So you can't make it from scratch. However, if you want to make it shorter or longer or wider or narrower, that's something that you're allowed to do. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says, Avo Mechanchen es hakuchen v'moy. The Mishnah said, V'oise nevreches. My nevreches. Amar Rav Yehuda zu bekiya. It's a bekiya. So what exactly is a bekiya? So we said that Rashi says in the Mishnah, it's this pool of water where people would do the laundry. It's fake the Gemara, but how could you say that? How could you say a nevreches is a bekiya? Fatanya, we're going to the braisa, ha nevreches veha bekiya. So this is a braisa that discusses halacha related to a nevreches. And it mentions nevreches and it mentions bekiya, clearly implying that they're not the same thing. If nevreches and bekiya is the same thing, then why they both mention? Obviously, they're not the same thing. So the Gemara said, Amar Abaya, Itemi Rav Kahana, Samsi Rav Kahana said, what it is, it's a Gia Ubar Gia. So one of them was a larger pool, and then it had like its own little offshoot, which was the Bar Gia. It's the smaller pool. That's what these two things are. The Mishnah concluded and said that you're allowed to make an Aroin as long as the mace is inside the Chatzar. Rabbi Yehuda argued, Rabbi Yehuda said that it's true you can make an Aroin, but you have to be sensitive to one caveat. You have to make sure that the nesarim, the boards that are going to be the building blocks of this aron, are already created. However, if you're going to make the nesarim, that's already not okay. So to go ahead and make the nesarim, that's already pushing it. Says the Gemara, Tanina lahadutan rabbanan. This Mishnah would seem to support something that's mefurish in a brisa. Okay, voshteit in the brisa. And what does it have to do with our Mishnah? The brisa says as follows: Oisin kol tzarchei ames. You're allowed to do everything for a mace on chol hamoed. Goyis is in loy sari. You're allowed to cut his hair. Mechapsin loy ksusoy. You're allowed to wash his beged. Va'oisin loy oroin. And you're allowed to make an oroin. Minesarin haminusar merav yantiv. But only if you're using beams or nesarin boards that were already cut and fashioned and prepared from before Yontif. Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, no, af mevim eitzin, you could even bring wood, umenasron, and turn them into nesarim. Betzino, he says you have to do it betzino, but it has to be inside your house. But what do you see from here? You see a machloikis between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel when you're making an aron for a mace. Could you make the nesarim, or do you have to use pre-existing nesarim? In our Mishnah, the Tanakam said, make the aron however you want to make it. Rav Yehuda oiser elam ken yeshi my nesarim. Rav Yehuda was the one that said that you have to have the nesarim ready. In the Braisa, it's the Tanakama that says that you can make the Nesarim. Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you have to have pre-existing Nesarim. Rav Shimon Gamliel is who says what the Tanakama said, and there's Afmavi and Eitzum and Asarim. If you want, you can make the Nesarim. So it's Machloikis in our Mishnah whether you can make the Nesarim. It's Machloikis in the Braisa whether you can make the Nesarim. And that's what the Gemara means when it says Tanina Lahadu Tan Rabbanan, that you see in this Braisa what you see in our Mishnah. Some Gemaras, the new Gemara is for sure, on the side have Rashi and the Ksavyat. So you have Rashi on the side of the Gemara, and you have Rashi's Ksavyat on the side of the Gemara as well. If you look in Rashi on the Ksavyat, Dibra Maskul, Tanina Lahadu Tan Rabbanan. So Rashi says something very interesting that's Negeya, not just here, but it's really Kol Yashas. It's Negeya every time the Gemara says Tanina Lahadu Tan Rabbanan, which is often. And that is Tanina the Mishnah Lahadu Tan Rabbanan, Bibraisa, Alma Braisa Iker. So what does the Gemara mean when it says Tanina Lahadu Tan Rabbanan? Because the Mishnayos were much more edited than the Braises were. And as a result, sometimes it would be a Braisa and people weren't 100% sure. Is this a real Braisa? It's not a real Braisa. Is it authoritative? Can you rely on it? Can you not rely on it? If there's a Tanina Lahadu Tan Rabbanan, if there's a Braisa that's supported by a Mishnah, you know what that means? This is a real Braisa. This is a way of authenticating the Braisa. And once the Braisa has been authenticated, so now already we can run with this Braisa. And that's what the Gemara means to say. Tanina lahadu tanu rabbanan is basically the Gemara's way of giving a haskama on the Braisa. Why does a Braisa need a haskama? That's the way it is, because there were so many Braises, and not all Braises were as authentic as others. That's why often the Gemara is editing Braises, because that's just the way it was. They weren't done and polished in the same way that the Mishnayos were. And how exactly are we giving the Haskama on the Braisa? By saying that the Iker that you see in the Braisa, you see already in the Mishnah, and that's what it means when we say Tanina Laha the Tanu Rabbanan, just to make Haskalah on the next Gemara. This next Mishnah is a classic, and it's going to really lend itself to a classic Daf Gemara, which is going to be tomorrow. But just to make the Haskalah, says the Mishnah, Ein Oisim Nashim B'mayid, you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. Now the Mishnah says, Ein Oisim Nashim. Noisim means Nisun. We know that marriage is made up of two components. Kedushin, also known as Erisin. Kedushin and Erisin are synonyms of each other. And Nisun. Kedushin, that's the first Mishnah, Masechtas Kedushin, or Isha Niknes, Bekesef Shtar Rabia. Nisuin, it's Chuppah, it's the Yichud Room, but the point is that the Mishnah is talking not about Kedushin, but rather the Mishnah is talking specifically about Nisuin. Ein Noisim Nashim B'mayit. Kedushin is a different story. But Ein Noisim Nashim B'mayit, Loi Besulais, as a matter of the Kala is a Besul of Lei Amon, if she's an Amon. For Loi Miyabin, you can't do Yibum either on Chol HaMoed. And the reason is, B'nei She Simcha Hiloi, because it's a Simcha. And because it's going to cause you to be happy and joyous, therefore, counterintuitively, you cannot do an achal amayit. The Gemara is going to explain why. If somebody was married, got divorced, and now he wants to marry the woman that he divorced, if he's machzeh grushasa, that's something you can do on achal amayit. And the reason Rashi says is, the ina simcha kol kach. Because it's not the same level of simcha, and as a result, you can be machzeh grushasa. A woman is allowed to put on makeup on chol hamoed, which back in the day was more complicated than it is today. Rabbi Yehuda says, Leitasud, she shouldn't put any lime on her body, because it's going to cause her, at least temporarily, to be in a state of nivel. It's going to make her disgusting, and therefore, that's not something you're supposed to do on chol hamoed. A head you tefik kedarga, the head you wants to sew, you could sew kedarga. You could do it in the regular fashion, he doesn't have to do it with a shinui. V'ha'umin, however, if someone's a professional machler, then already he's supposed to do it with a shinu. Umasargan as amites, you let a rope beds together on chalamayit. Rabbi Yossi says, mematchin, the Gemara is going to explain everything. But we begin, just the aschol on the Gemara, with the first lines. Ein noisim nashim amayit. Not going to get married on chalamayit. Not a besula, not an almana, you can't do yibum. The only thing you could do is be machzeh grushasa. And what's the reason? Mepnesha simcha hilai. Freak the Gemara, the obvious question. V'chi simcha hilai mayhava. Because it's simcha? That's a problem. Rashi, v'chi simcha asura b'yantif, right, Rashi? I don't understand. What, simcha's asura on yantif? Simcha's not asura on yantif. What kind of reason is that? V'pneisha simcha hiloi, therefore you're not allowed to get married. So the Gemara says, four terutzim to this gasha. Amrav yudam ashmo, p'chin amrav alaz, amrav ishtai. Famid lo samsei amrav alaz, amrav chanid, l'fisha ein ma'arvin, simcha b'simcha. This is the most famous of the four reasons. You want to know why you're not allowed to get married in a chalamayit? It's l'fisha ein ma'arvin, simcha b'simcha. Rashi, kaloimar. What does this mean? Be'inan delismach b'simcha smoya l'chude. Because there's a mitzvah to be besimcha on Yontif, you cannot get married. Why? Because the marriage is going to cause you to be besimcha. What do you mean? I thought there's a mitzvah to be besimcha. So this is one of the great mistakes that we often make. And that is, there's a mitzvah to be besimcha on Yontif. But the mitzvah simchas Yontif is to be besimcha mit the Yontif. Not with something else. And therefore, Chazal said, if you're going to do something that's going to cause you to be besimcha with something else, that's taking away from Simchas Yontif. Simchas Yontif is not just to be besimcha. Simchas Yontif is to zayin besimcha mit the Yontif. It's a frayim mit the Yontif, mit the Bashefer. And if you're going to go ahead and you're going to get married, so you're going to be... Besimcha, but besimchas ishtoi, not besimchas Hashem, not besimchas Yontif, and it's for that reason. Lefisha in ma'arvin simcha besimcha. Therefore, you can't get married. More about this tomorrow. Rabbi Rafuna Amar, the bnei shemaniach simchas haregel va'oisik besimchas ishtoi. Rabbi Rafuna said a similar reason, but it's not the same reason. He said the reason it's not okay is because what's going to end up happening is you're going to leave your simchas haregel, and all you're going to be involved in is simchas ishtoi. What's the pshat? Rabbi Rafuna doesn't hold the vein ma'arav simcha b'simcha. He has no problem. You want to be ma'arav simcha b'simcha b'seidah. You can be ma'arav simcha b'simcha. You can be b'simcha with yontif and be b'simcha with something else. What Rabbi Rav Huna doesn't want is that you should only be b'simcha with something else and not be b'simcha yontif at all. So therefore, Rabbi Rav Huna said that if you're going to get married, you're going to be meiniach simcha sarega. You're only going to be oisik b'simcha zishtai. In other words, everyone agrees Simchas Yontif means Simcha mit the Yontif. The fact that you're besimcha doesn't mean you're mekayim Simchas Yontif. You're mekayim Simchas Yontif when you're besimcha tzazamim mit the Yontif. What's the machlokes? The machlokes is, do you say Ein Marvin Simcha besimcha, or do you not say Ein Marvin Simcha besimcha? The first Manda Amr in the Gemara holds Ein Marvin Simcha besimcha, which means you have to be besimcha exclusively with the Yontif. And if you're going to do something else that's going to take away from Simchas Yontif, even if it's going to make you happier, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, that's a stira, it's a contradiction to your mitzvah, your obligation of Simchas Yontif. Rabbi Rav Huna holds, there's no problem being ma'ar of Simcha b'Simcha. You want a taruvis of Issa v'Heter? You want a taruvis of Simcha b'Simcha? It's fine. You're allowed to have a taruvis. That's not the problem. The problem is you have to make sure that at least some of the taruvis is Simchas Yontif. And if you're going to get married, it won't be ma'ar of Simcha b'Simcha. It's going to be much worse than that. Or better. But the point is worse. You'll be meinias simchas harega va'ichsik b'simchas ishtai. That's what the problem is. I'm only Abai the Rav Yosef. Abai told Rav Yosef, "Hadar Rabbi Rav Huna the Rav." That you should know. This chiddush that Rabbi Rav Huna said. I know Rav said this. I'm Rav Daniel Bar Ketina Rav, because Rav Daniel Bar Ketina said in the name of Rav. Minayin she noisim lashem moed. How you know you're not going to get married on moed? She never v'samachta bechagecha. And he dares in the pasuk bechagecha v'loy beishtecha. Okay, what do you see from here? Abai was tiny to Rav Yosef that it sounds like it's only Simchas Ishus that you can't engage in on Chol Hamoed. But any other Davar Shel Simcha is fine. So he said like this, if Rav held of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, then you shouldn't be able to be involved in any other form of Simcha, because any Simcha is going to take away. Elamai, he didn't hold like He didn't hold the way Marav Simcha v'Simcha. Rather, he held like Rabbi Barafuna that you're allowed to be Marav Simcha v'Simcha. It's just that you can't be Maniach Simcha Saregel. The only Simcha that maybe will cause you to be Maniach Simcha Saregel is Simchas Ishtoi, and that's why the drasha is Bechagecha v'loi b'shtecha. So it's a subtlety, but Abaye said that I see in this drasha Rabbi Barafuna. Because if Rav, who's the author of this drasha, held a Marav Simcha v'Simcha, it wouldn't have been v'samachta b'chagecha only v'loy b'shtecha. It would have been v'samachta b'chagecha and nothing else. Because anything else will be Marav Simcha v'Simcha. Must be there's nothing wrong with being Marav Simcha v'Simcha. What is wrong is being Maniach Simcha v'Simcha. And the only thing that would cause it to be Maniach Simcha v'Simcha, Simcha v'Simcha. And that's why that's the drasha. Ula said a third reason. He said, Mipnei ha-tayrach. The reason is because if you're going to get married, getting married involves preparing meals and Shevet Brachas. It's going to be Tircha. And Tircha and Chalamoy, this is Masechtas Moed Katan 101. It's in the first mission of the Masechta. It's not something that you're supposed to do. Yisim Navchamar, he's in Nepital Piri Verivya. The reason is because people are going to end up being Mevatal Piri Verivya. How so? So Rashi says, because if you're going to tell a person that you're allowed to get married in Chalamoy, you know what people are going to do? They're going to push off all the Chasanas to Chalamoy. And the reason is because once upon a time, there was such poverty that people would literally try to figure out a way to knock off two birds with one stone when it came to preparing a chasana meal. For example, the minhag was people used to get married in Erev Shabbos. Why'd they get married in Erev Shabbos? It's like this, the chasana meal would be a Friday night meal. Friday night, you're gonna be mekayim the mitzvah with madanim, and you're gonna have basa v'dogim and all these different good foods. So as a result, let's make this already into the chasana as well. So people are gonna feel that you have yontif, you have to prepare for it. It's very expensive. It's gonna be 7 days of sudas. I have 7 days of shevet brachas. Let's do a little bit of math. If we can get some crossover, everyone's gonna push off the chasanas, and that's going to be bittul piri v'rivya. We want people to get married right away. We want people pushing off weddings, and it's for that reason that it's going to be an issue. So we have four reasons in summation why you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. Number one, ein marav simcha v'simcha. Number two, similar but not the same, mipnei shemeniach simcha saregel v'oisik v'simcha sishtoi. Number three, tircha. It's going to end up involving tircha. Number four, mipnei bittul piri v'rivya. Meisvei, one kasha. Kol leilu she'amra asurin lisa b'moed. All these people that Chazal said are not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. Mutarin lisa erev erev. If they want to get married Erev Yontif, let's say the night before Yontif, Erev Yontif, that's something they're allowed to do. Sok the Gemara, Kasha Lekulu. I think all the Pshatim are Shver. All four of these Pshatim are going to end up being Shver. Why? Let's go through it. The first Pshat was Ein Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha. You're going to violate being Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha. You're going to get married Erev Yontif. You're going to have Sheva Bracha straight through Yontif. The Simcha of Sheva Brachas is going to be Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. According to the second reason, Neshem Aniyach Simcha Saregel V'Oisik B'Simcha's Ishtoi. You're going to have 7 days of Shevet Brachas. You're going to be Maniach Simchas HaRegel during the Shevet Brachas. Tircha. You're going to have Tircha, the whole Shevet Brachas. It's going to get in the way of Chol HaMoed. And finally, Bittul Piri V'Rivya. If you're telling people that you can get married Erev Yontif, so good. People are going to push off the Chasanas to Erev Yontif. They'll have Shevet Brachas straight through Yontif. So all the issues that we just explained is the reason why you're not allowed to get married in Chol HaMoed. The Chur should apply for Erev Yontif as well. So Freit the Gemara, Abam Bakasha, I don't understand. You just gave us four reasons why you're not allowed to get married in Chol HaMoed. All would seem to apply to Erev Yontif as well. It's Pasha. So if that's the case, how you let it get married in Erev Yontif? So the Gemara says, Loi Kasha, it's not Shver. L'mandam b'shum Simcha. Going to Mandam that says Simcha. Who is that? The first two of the four reasons were related to Simcha. Either Ein Ma'ariv Simcha v'Simcha or Mipnei Shemeniach Simcha Zarek. So according to the Pshatim that it's related to Simcha, Ikka Simcha Chad Yoimu. The Simcha of the Chasana is one day. The Ikka Simcha is one day. By the second day, it's not the same level of Simcha anymore. So Ein Ma'ariv Simcha v'Simcha is a chisaron on day one. Mipnei Shemeniach Simcha Zaregel is a chisaron on day one. But once you pass day one, there's no issue. So you get married Erev Yontif. Erev Yontif, there's no mitzvah simcha anyways. It's like this, by day two, it's not going to be an issue anyway. L'mandam b'shum tircha. Mandam says tircha, ikka tircha chad yoimu. Also, the ikka tircha is the chasana. The chasana is happening before Yontif. Sheva brachas? Other people are making sheva brachas. Right? That's not such a tircha. That already is not going to be such a big deal. And l'mandam b'shum bittul piri v'rivya. And what about the mandam b'shum bittul piri v'rivya? The chad yoimu l'mashi in the shnafshe. Bittul piri v'rivya. Everyone's going to push off their wedding for what? So you can get married Erev Yontif. You're not going to live so dangerously, push off a wedding, if you only have one day to get married. If you can get married the whole Chol HaMoed, okay, so you have a good Gishmak of Chol HaMoed, you have a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday Chol HaMoed, you have a whole week to get married, so it's perfect, that people will do. But you tell me you can't get married in Chol HaMoed. You can only get married Erev Yontif. What happens if Erev Yontif, Chesed, people are not going to do that. For one day, Leimashi in Ishnavshe, you're not going to take that kind of risk, and as a result, all four things that Chazal were worried about, as it relates to getting married on Moed, and therefore they said, "Ein nois and nashim emayin," these are all things that are not negeya when it comes to a chasana on Erev HaRegel. So we'll pick up on this note. Metz Shem and tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf begins. What is the makar to the principle of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? But as it relates to the raid for today's daf, just to go back to the raid of yesterday's daf, and that is part two of the sugya with regards to putting on tefillin on Cholamai. So we mentioned that there's a big time machlokes rishonim, whether one is obligated to wear tefillin on Cholamai, or to the contrary. Not only is one not obligated to wear tefillin on Cholamai, but it's actually usur for a person to wear tefillin on Cholamai. And really, this machlokes rishonim, whether you had tefillin Cholamai or not tefillin Cholamai, boils down to how to understand a Gemara Mesachtes Menachis Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara over there brings a braisa in the name of Rabbi Akiva that discusses the makar that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rabbi Akiva said, "Yochli yaniach adam tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov." You would think a person should wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Talmud Loimer, it says, "V'hoyla oisa yadcha ulitaytofes beneinecha." What's the purpose of tefillin? The purpose of tefillin is for it to be an ois. Misha tzricha an ois. So someone or a day that needs an ois is a day that requires tefillin. But Yatzu Shabbos v'yom tovim, with the exception of Shabbos v'yom tov, Shehen gufan ois, Shabbos and yom tov themselves are an ois. You find the Torah refers to Shabbos as an ois, you find the Torah refers to as yom tov as an ois, and being that the days themselves are an ois, therefore, they do not need the ois at all. So we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos v'yom tov, why not? Because tefillin, the tachlis of it, it's a mitzvah saseh day reisa, but the Torah was megalatos why we wear tefillin. V'hayolucha, the purpose is that it should be an ois. So a day that requires an ois, because it doesn't have an ois, such a day needs tefillin. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, the days themselves, ain't goof on ois, and it's for that reason you don't wear tefillin. So really, the question of whether you should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed boils down to whether Chol HaMoed itself is an ois, or Chol HaMoed is not an ois. So how do we figure out whether Chol HaMoed is an ois or is not an ois? Really, what we need to do is take even a step further. Go back a little bit more, and that is, we have to understand what exactly is the ois of Shabbos, or more specifically related to Chol HaMoed, what exactly is the ois of Yom Tov? If we understand what the ois is, then we could try to understand whether Chol HaMoed has an ois, or Chol HaMoed does not have an ois. So we mentioned yesterday, it's a major machlokes rishonim, we spoke from the Tshuvas HaRashba, we mentioned Tosfos in Erev and Daf Tzadik Vav, Tosfos in Ma'akot and Daf Yotes, we mentioned Rabbi Kiva Eger's Diak in Rashi, Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav and Aleph. So we spoke at Raid as it relates to this Shaila, and really what emerged is it was a major, major machlokes rishonim. Whether or not yet tefillin, no tefillin, and really, like we said, boils down to what exactly is the ois of Yom Tov. Is the ois of Yom Tov the ois of Malacha? Is the ois of Sukkot maybe sitting in a sukkah? The ois of Pesach is maybe the mitzvah of Matzah? Maybe it's the Yisr Chametz? Bottom line is the major machlokes rishayim. This machlokes rishayim was brought down in Shulchan Aruch in the form of the Mechaber and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch in Eruch Chaim, Simin Lamed Aleph Sif Katan Aleph says, B'Shabbos V'Yontif Asal Aniach Tefillin. On Shabbos and Yontif, it's also for a person to wear tefillin. M'pnei Sheheim Atzman Ois. Because Shabbos and Yontif itself is an ois. V'im Menichon Behem Ois Acha. And if a person's going to go put on another ois, Hoya Zilzul La'Ois Shalahem. It would be a zilzul for the ois on Shabbos and Yontif. So the Shulchan Aruch says, not only don't you have to wear tefillin on Shabbos V'Yontif, Asal La'Aniach Tefillin. Why? Because tefillin is an ois. If you're putting on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're suggesting that Shabbos and Yom Tov needs an ois. It doesn't, because Shabbos and Yom Tov itself is an ois. You're saying it's not an ois? Oh, you're being mezalzel on the ois in Shabbos and Yom Tov? That's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins b'Shabbos and Yom Tov asal laniach tefillin. Sivkot and beis b'chol hamoed gam kein asal laniach tefillin mi atam hazeh ba'atzmai. A chol hamoed, it's also asal to wear tefillin for the same reason. Sheimei chol hamoed gam hei mois, because chol hamoed is also an ois. Ramah says v'yesh oimrim shechol hamoed chayev b'tefillin, that a chol hamoed, a person is obligated to wear tefillin, v'chein noyagim b'chol galilois elu lahanicham b'moed, and that's the meaning in all our places to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed ulevarich aleihem and to make a bracha. Then the Ramah says elo she'im mevarich aleihem b'kol ram b'beis haknesses. You try not to make the bracha aloud, k'moy b'shayim hashana, the way you would do on a regular day. But the bottom line is machlokes mechaber Ramah erichaim simul amanalos of cotton base. Yet tefillin, no tefillin. Mechaber says no tefillin. The Ramah says yes tefillin. Again, this is the major machlokes rishonim, whether there is a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or to the contrary, it's actually aser to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Now this machlokes is actually interesting, because if you're ma'ayin a little bit in the poiskim, it would seem that the stakes over here are very, very high. Now, obviously, we're talking about tefillin. Karkaf to the loy manach tefillin. We know tefillin's a huge, huge deal. But specifically as it relates to tefillin achol ha'moed, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Kaira, in his Beis Yosef, on the Torah, writer in Siman Lamed Aleph, he quotes a Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh speaks by Richos way above my pay grade. But the Besoif says the Zohar that you're not supposed to wear tefillin achol ha'moed, and the reason you're not supposed to wear tefillin achol ha'moed is because chol ha'moed has an ois, just like Shabbos and Yotav has an ois. So says the Zohar that if somebody's going to wear tefillin achol ha'moed, he's going to be mezalzel the ois of Shabbos for Yotav, like the Shulchan Aruch says. And if he does that, he's going to be a begeder mevazes ha'mayados. And if somebody is a mevazes ha'mayados, the Mishnah says, ein loy chelik ba'olam haba, and the Zohar adds language, he's chayiv misa. And the Beis Yosef brings the Zohar. So the Zohar says, if somebody wears tefillin achol ha'moed, he's chayiv misa. So this is already a whole different dimension. So we're not just dealing with, do we paskin like Tosfos, the Rashba, the Arzarua, Rashi, Rabbeinu Peretz, the Ritva, all the different Rishonim that talked about this in different places. Now there's a Zohar. The Zohar just said that you chayiv misa. And it seems from the Lashon, the Sprach of the Mechaber, that he was going to Shitasai in Beis Yosef, where he quoted this Zohar, and therefore he's not just telling you that you're not chayiv to wear tefillin. B'chol ha'moed gam kein osu laniach tefillin mi'atam hazeh ba'atzmoy. But Tamaz at what? What he said in the previous Sifkaten, which is that if a person wears tefillin on Shabbos v'yontif, it's a zilzul to the ois of Shabbos v'yontif. And that's what he's saying. That if somebody's going to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, he's being mezalzul in the tefillin. Just one other maramakim, as far as the other perspective goes, and that is, there's a tshuva from the Marshal. The Marshal is in Shailah Tshuva's Marshal. It's Siman Tzadik Ches. He too discusses this Shaila about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Just listen to a few lines. This is Dvarim that are Koshen Kegidin, but just a few lines. Da Ahuvi. He says, you should know Ahuvi. Chadoshim Mikarav Bo. There are people that have come recently. Veroitzim Liois Mikata Mikubalim. They want to be from the Chabura Mikubalim. Umi Medroshe Hanelomim. Vechulu Vechulu. And they say, Shekach Motsu Besifri Rashbi. That they found in the Svarim of Shimba Echai. That you're not supposed to wear tefillin achol ha'moed. V'da ahuvi, you should know. Shekol raboisai v'avoisai, all my rebbes and all my zaydes, haktoshim, sheshimshu ga'inei oylam, who are meshamish ga'inei oylam, ro'isi mehem shloi nagu kein. I saw that they didn't fear zech like this Zohar. El kedivrei ha'talmud v'apoiskim. They followed the Talmud and they followed the poiskim. Now, it's interesting because the Gemara doesn't talk about whether you wear tefillin achol ha'moed. Hence, this major shayla. But it says the Marshal, they went kedivrei ha'talmud v'apoiskim. Vim hoy Rab Shimon ba'yichoy oymed lefaneinu. So said the Marshal, if Rab Shimon ba'yichoy was standing in front of us, v'tzoveach l'shanes ha'minik shenagu ha'kadmoinim, and he would be yelling and screaming, don't wear tefillin lo yashkechinim be'yis. I wouldn't listen. That's what he said. I wouldn't listen. Because that's not the Messiah that we have. It's not what I saw by my fathers. Not what I saw by my Zaydis. Not what I saw by my Rebbes. That's not what I saw. So this is mamish a confusing Shaila. Mitzarech Yav the Beis Yosef, who quotes the Zohar, who says that if someone puts on tefillin achol ha'moed, he's a mevazes ha'mayadis, which is a dover chomer ad ha'moed. And the Marshal said that I know that as I state in Zohar, and the Zohar couldn't from Abshim Ba'yichai, but la halacha, if Abshim Ba'yichai was standing here and he was tzoveach, it's not something that we would listen to. But again, this is the Shaila. It's a machlokes rishonim. It comes down to lomdus. We spoke at yesterday, three different mahalchim. Had to understand exactly what this machlokes rishonim is. But clearly, there's more than meets the eye. And when you dig deeper and you go into the world of Pnimius HaTorah, there's a Zohar mit HaMarshal, and there's a lot happening over here. But just to speak out two interesting ha'aras related to the Shaila. The first is a little more halachidik. The second one is a little bit more drushtik. And that is, so we have a Shaila. Yeah, tefillin achol ha'moed, no tefillin achol ha'moed. Mechaber says you don't wear tefillin achol ha'moed. The Ramah paskins that you are supposed to wear tefillin achol ha'moed. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Tefillin at the end of Siman Lamed Dalet. So we're discussing now Siman Lamed Aleph. That's din tefillin b'Shabbos v'yontif u'b'chol ha'moed. This is in Siman Lamed Dalet. So the Mishnah Brura at the very end of the Siman says, quote, five words: b'chol ha'moed ein lahaniach shal Rabbeinu Tam. On chol ha'moed, a person shouldn't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. So even if someone's minig is to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, and even if someone's minig is like the Ramah, to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but to wear tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam on Chol HaMoed, Says the Mishnah Brura, Bechol Amoyed Ein Laniach Shal Rabbeinu Tam. Mishnah Brura doesn't say a reason. There's no Maramakim here in the Shaar Tzion. He doesn't send you anywhere. But the Makar to this Mishnah Brura is a Prima Gadim. It's right here in Siman Lamed Aleph. The Prima Gadim says very, very clearly, V'yir, Tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam Ein Laniach Mechol Amoyed. The Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin Yeshurim Wera Chol Amoyed. Says the Prima Gadim, every word. Ki azoyar maflig v'oynish. The Zohar was mafflig, literally, in terms of the oynish of someone that wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So if that's the case, v'day b'tefillin d'Rashi. I think it's maspik if you wear tefillin d'Rashi. Not a good idea to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. V'svek sveika nami hava. And besides, says the Prima Gadim, really it's a svek sveika. What's the svek sveika? Shema halacha Chol HaMoed pater. Because could be the halacha is like the Shulchan Aruch, like all the Rishonim, Tosfos, the Rashba. They ain't not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. V'shem halacha k'Rashi. And there's another suffix that maybe the halacha is like Rashi. So there's a svek sveika, and because of svek sveika, you shouldn't wear tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. As if to say, every single day, it's chad sveik, it's only one suffix. Maybe the halacha is like Rashi, but maybe the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam. So chad sveika, you wear tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. If that's your minhag, that's what you do. But on Chol HaMoed, now there's a double sveika. There's two reasons not to wear tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. Number one, because maybe the halacha is like Rashi, and besides, even if the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, so you're getting it right when you wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, but at the same time, there's a bechina of bima v'azah samayadis, and maybe the halacha is like the machaber, like Shulchan Aruch, the Rashbi was maflik. So says the Prima Gadim that it's a svek sveika, and because it's a svek sveika, so it's for that reason, says the Prima Gadim, you should not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Now the truth is that if you take the Prima Gadim at face value, it's really tzorich bir k'tzas. Why? Because the Prima Gadim is saying, don't wear a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. You know why? Because it's a svek sveika. So I ask you a kasha. If wearing a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin is a svek sveika, then wearing Rashi's tefillin is also a svek sveika, right? Chari, it's the same svek sveika. Maybe the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, and maybe the halacha is an Chol HaMoed. You're not supposed to wear tefillin. What's the cheshmin of the Prima Gadim? Don't wear a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. You know why you shouldn't wear a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? Because I'll tell you two reasons not to put the spirit tefillin on. Number one, maybe Rashi's right. And number two, even if not, maybe you're not supposed to wear tefillin today. Because Chol HaMoed, maybe Chol HaMoed really has an ice, like all those Rishonim. L'churi, you could say the same thing regarding Rashi's tefillin. Maybe the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam. And even if the halacha is like Rashi, maybe you're not supposed to wear tefillin. So l'churi m'monav shach. If you're telling me out svek sveika, meaning you're hearing a suffix, maybe the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, but maybe not. So just like you see a svek sveika when you're donning Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, you should l'churi see the same svek sveika when you're donning Rashi tefillin. And if that's the case, why are you wearing tefillin ever on Chol HaMoed? You should say that once upon a time, everyone knew what tefillin was. So they knew what tefillin was, so they say this. So if we know for sure what tefillin is, you put on tefillin. But hey, it's hanged. It's a suffix what tefillin is. Machlik is Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. So every single time you're handling, putting on tefillin, it's always going to end up being a svek sveika. L'chura, a little bit of an aura. But the truth is, again, from the lashon of the Prima Gadim, it's an aura. But really, we've spoken out many times a tshuva for a Moshe Feinstein, an Igus Moshe, and it's an Eruch Chaim Chelik Dalet. It's tshuva test. It's a very, very famous tshuva. The tshuva was written about Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. The tshuva was written to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And really, in that tshuva, Rav Moshe explains very, very clearly why it is that there's a minig Yisrael to be machmir Rabbeinu Tam. So the background to this story is that Rav Moshe, it seems, for a very extended period of time, didn't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe tried lobbying Rav Moshe to put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, and it seems that he sent him a sefer. Incidentally, one of the Chshuvei Chabad is a Yid, Rabbi Yehuda Klatman Shlita. He's also Echad Mibnei HaChabura. I'm in touch with him on a regular basis. And the first time that we spoke out, first time during this machzer, that we spoke out this tshuva was in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samech Beis, will be a related raid bite to today's daf. So he called me and he told me, shared with me many different anecdotes. He was actually the Nichnas V'yotza. He's the one, he was one of the Seifrim of the Rebbe, and he's the one that brought the tefillin to Rav Moshe. So a lot of interesting, colorful anecdotes related to this whole episode. But the bottom line is, the Lubavitcher Rebbe tried getting Rav Moshe to put on tefillin. And Rav Moshe wrote to the Lubavitcher Rebbe tshuva, and he told him, I'll explain to you why I don't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. First, he told him that when he was in Luban, he did wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. But what happened was, when he came to America, he couldn't take everything with him. He said he had to leave a lot of Sfarim behind, he had to leave a lot of Ksavim behind, and he had to make a difficult decision. He had to leave his Rabbeinu Tam tefillin behind as well. And he said that when he came to America, he started wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, but then those tefillin, they weren't kosher. so much anymore, and he hasn't worn it ever since. And he explained to the Rebbe as follows. He said, the emes is that even though the Shulchan Aruch brings Shitas Rashi and Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and says that Yerushamayim should be Yotzi Deishneim, it's not because the Shulchan Aruch ever had a suffix, whether we passing like Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. He says, there's Rayas Berurois that we passing like Rashi. And that's why every Bar Mitzvah boy, when he puts on tefillin, he puts on Rashi's tefillin. He doesn't put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Why? Because we passing like Rashi. What do you mean? If it's a Sveika Deiraisa, you would put on two pairs of tefillin to be Yotzi the Mitzvah. The Teretz is no suffix. It was Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And just like so often when there's a machlokes rishonim, we're machriya and we paskin. It's not too over here. We paskin that the halacha is like Rashi. So it's true there's a machlokes rishonim, but at the end of the day, we paskin. He says, how come people wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? What's the reason for it? He says, because historically, there were many kehilas that followed Rabbeinu Tam. And before the Shulchan Aruch maybe was even machriya that the halacha is like Rashi, there were kehilas that rightfully followed Rabbeinu Tam. So because there were so many people that followed Rabbeinu Tam, and there was such a strong minig in Jewish history to put Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, so therefore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin remained part of Yahadus, and that's why even the Shulchan Aruch says that there's an Indian l'katchila maybe to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Yari Shemaim, Yetzi Deshtem. But it's not because there's a legitimate suffix. In Halacha, we paskin like Rashi, we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. So Rav Moshe said that a person has no choice but to wear tefillin. It's one of the mitzvahs. You have to do your best. You try to find the best sofer, you put on the best pair of tefillin you can put on, and you're yotzei the mitzvah. If it's b'diavad, what are you going to do? You'll be yotzei the mitzvah b'diavad. But Rabbeinu Tam tefillin is different. Rabbeinu Tam, the whole Rabbeinu Tam is extra credit. So if you could do a l'katchila, do it. But he said, I didn't ever had a way to do a l'katchila. I never found a sofer that could do it the way I wanted it. And it's for that reason, I never wanted to do it. So it seems Lubavitcher Rebbe told Ramosha, I'll send you a sofer. And he sent him a sofer, and he made him his new tefillin. Ramosha was very happy, and he told him, Yatzashem, he's going to wear it. He told him he has the money already put aside. He instructs him, there's a half the truth, is halachas and ilchastam. He tells him exactly how to do it. But that's Ramosha. But here's the point. The point is that Rav Moshe said very clearly that we paskin like Rashi, we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. The halach is like Rashi. There's no sfeika de dina whether the halach is like Rashi or the halach is like Rabbeinu Tam. We paskin like Rashi. So if we paskin like Rashi, it's poshet. It's poshet what the Prima Gadim said. Again, I don't know if this is what the Prima Gadim means because the Prima Gadim says sofik. He says sveiko. So it sounds like the Prima Gadim is actually hearing another tzad. I am the related rabbi. Then we spoke at a tshuva from Yitzchak Chanan and Bar Yitzchak, where it's also mashma that he understood that the machlokes is Rashi Rabbeinu Tam is a real suffix in halacha. But the fear of Moshe's psak, that Rabbeinu Tam was never a suffix in halacha. And it's partial, we always paskin like Rashi. So therefore, to put on Rashi's tefillin. So again, the sheet is that hold, you're supposed to wear tefillin, you put on tefillin. What are you telling me? It's a svek sveipka? Maybe we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam? We don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. We for sure paskin like Rashi. And because we for sure paskin like Rashi, therefore you have to put on Rashi tefillin. As it relates to Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. So if we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, the whole Rabbeinu Tam tefillin is a Yari Shemaim Yetzi Deishneim. If the whole in is a Yari Shemaim Yetzi Deishneim, so therefore, it's poshet that there would be no Inyan to put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Not just that, because of what the Rashbi was mafligan in the Zayir, and because there are shitas that old that you're not supposed to wear tefillin, so to stam put on tefillin to be a Yari Shemaim Yotzi Deishneim, that already is something that you shouldn't do. That's the first ara. The second ara, which is a little bit lighter, and that is the Chassam Sofer in Drosha, in his Droshas on Purim. It's Drush Yud Gimel. It's the Drusha that he gave in the year Tof Kuf Tzadik. So he says a Dover Nifla. He says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, La Yehuda Maisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasam V'Kar. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, what does it mean, La Yehuda Maisa Oira? Oira Zu Toira. V'Chein Uoimer K'Neir Mitzvah V'Toira Ar. What does it mean, La Yehuda Maisa Simcha? It's referring to Yontif. V'Samachta B'Chagecha is Yontif. Sasain is Milo. And Yikar is Elu Tfilin Shabirash. So the Chassam Sofer says that why in this order? Why is it like Yehuda Maisa Oira, V'Simcha, V'Sasan V'Yikar? So the Chassam Sofer says a Dover Nifla. He says, when did this happen? When was it like Yehuda Maisa Oira, V'Simcha, V'Sasan V'Yikar? It happened when Mordechai was walked through the town square, Haman is leading him, and everybody realized that there was a Yeshua, and it was like, Yehuda Maisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasan V'Yikar. When did that happen? What day did that take place? It was Tezayin Nisan. We know exactly when it happened. Rashi says it twice in the Divrei Agadah, in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Megillah. One of the places may sound familiar, where the Gemara says that when Haman came to Mordechai. So Mordechai was learning with the Talmidim, and they were learning the halachas of Kmitza. So Rashi says, why were they learning Kmitza? Because it was Tezai and Nisan. And Tezai and Nisan, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayim, they used to bring the Karban Omer. Now, they couldn't bring the Karban Omer, there was no Beis HaMikdash. So in the Shalom of Parmes Faseinu, they couldn't bring the Karban Omer, they were learning the halachas of the Karban Omer. And that's why they were learning about Kmitza. So when did this happen? It happened on Tezai and Nisan. So it says the Chassam Sofer, Tezai and Nisan was the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. So it was. It was the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. Right. The whole fast happened around Pesach time. And it was Tezai Nisan. And it was the first day of Chol HaMoed. Now you're going to say it was the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Isn't it the second day of Yontif? It's Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. When's Pesach? Tezvav Nisan, which means Tezayin is the second day. So what's Pshat in the Chassam Sofer? But l'chur, the Pshat's Pashat. The Pshat is that at that time, the Sanhedrin were all in Bavel. And because the Sanhedrin were all in Bavel, so l'chura, the Sanhedrin that was being koiveya, the Chodesh, al-pi re'iya, assuming they were doing it al-pi re'iya, they would have done it in Bavel. Or maybe in Shushan. And the point is at that point, there wasn't any reason that the Yidden that were living there should have to have a Yontif Sheni Shel Galus Pashat. That's what the Chassam Sofer means. So, says the Chassam Sofer, what was Tezai Nisan? It was the first day Chol HaMoed. So he says, Lefiz, that's beautiful. The Pasuk says, Lehuda Maisa Oira. Number one, there was Taira. Oira is Utaira. Right? There was Oira, there was Taira. Number two, there was Simcha. Simcha came second. What's Simcha? Simcha's Yontif. Oh, it was Yontif now. So all of a sudden, there was Yontif. It was Gevaldik. They went from from the Ir Shushan Avoicha to Lehuda Maisa Oira V'Simcha, and it was Yontif Achshav, because right now it's Yontif. Afterwards, there was Sasa and Zumila. Not every person has to do Bris Mila, but whoever was Nigeya to do Bris Mila, so he was able to be Mekayim now the mitzvah of Mila. So suddenly it was Sasa and Zumila. And only afterwards it was V'Yikar, Elul Tefillin Shabbarosh. Why? Says the Chassam Sofer, because it was Chol HaMoed. And on Chol HaMoed you don't wear Tefillin. So when did the Yidden put on Tefillin? They put on Tefillin after Yontif. So therefore the Elul Tefillin Shabbarosh was the last thing. So the Chassam Sofer is like, Huda Maisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasa V'Yikar. Four things. There was Taira, there was Yontif, there was Mila, and there was Tefillin. There's a reason it's in this order. First Torah, that's Ba'ifan Klali. Then comes Yontif, because it was Yontif for everybody. Then comes Mila, because whoever had a Dubris Mila, so he now had Mila. And Tefillin in a week from now, when the Olam, and this Ruchat Pesach, everyone's going to put on Tefillin again. So that's what you had to. But why was Tefillin last? Because it's Chol HaMoed, it's Yontif now, and you're not putting on Tefillin. In the same exact Rasha, the Chassam Sofer says it's the second time. The Pasuk says, Umarcha Yatzim Lifnei HaMelech, Bilavush Malchus. The Pasuk says, V'argomon, V'ateres zov gedoyla, V'sach ruchbutz v'argomon, V'ir shushan tzalo v'samecha. So the Chassam Sofer says, V'ateres zov gedoyla. Mordechai was wearing a big crown, a groisa kapeluch. He says, what's this emphasis of V'ateres zov gedoyla? So he said, because it was Tezai Nisan. Tezai Nisan is Chol HaMoed. And because it was Chol HaMoed, so for that reason he wasn't wearing his Tefillin Shabbarosh. And because he wasn't wearing his Tefillin Shabbarosh, so therefore it was an Ateres of Gedoyla. It was very big. It was able to cover his whole head because he didn't have to wear Tefillin. But that's what the Chassam Sofer says twice in this drasha. That's why it's like, Yudamai, so Oira first, Simcha second, Sasson third, and Yukar El Tefillin Shabbarosh fourth. And that was the Ateres of Gedoyla. It was so big that it was able to cover the makam tefillin, because he didn't need to put on tefillin. Why didn't he have to put on tefillin? Because it was Tezai Nisan. This is what the Chassam Sofer says. So what came to mind was the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon in his Pirush on Esther, on this pasuk, Umardcha Yatzim Alifnei Amelech Velavush Malchus Tcheles Vechor Baterizav Gedoyla Vesachos Vuz Vargamon Vair Shushan Tzol Vesamecha. So the Gaon in his Pirush on Esther says as follows. Pashat, the pasuk is describing the royal garb that Mordechai was wearing. But the Gaon says like this. Mordechai Yatza Belavush Malchus Tcheles. What's Tcheles? Who Tcheles Shebetzitzes. The Chor. What's Chor? Who Halavan Shebetzitzes. Vateres Zov Gedoyla, who Tfilin Sheberosh. Vesachrich Butz, he Maritzuos of the Tfilin. Vargamon, that's the Tfilin Shalyad. Vesachrich Butz, Vechu. Says the Goyin, you want to know what that Teres Zov Gedoyla was? It was the Tfilin Shabbarosh, just the opposite of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says he was wearing Mardchai Ateres of Gedoyla because he didn't have to wear Tfilin. So therefore it was allowed to be Gedoyla. As opposed to the Vilna Gaon is saying just the opposite. The Ateres of Gedoyla was good for the Tfilin. A pellet. So you have a Chassam Sofer that says Mardchai was Dafka not wearing Tfilin. And you have a Gaon that says he was Dafka wearing Tfilin. Now when was this? It was Tezayin Nisan. No, some Muscharishan, it's Mayridik. Some Saif is being Matharish the Pasik, like the Mechaber, like Taisvah Sheet and Erevin Tzadik Vav and Taisvah Sheet and Maikot and Yates and the Rashman, the Chuvan, all those Rishonim that all. They now let it with Tfilah Chalamoy. You now let it with Tfilah Chalamoy. So it's like, who do my Sa'ira, Visnimcha, Vasasain, and then fourth, it's Viakar, Elo Tfilah Shabarash. That's what that Teres of Gedoyla means. It's so big, you don't need place for Tfilah. Oh, but the Goyin is being Matharish, like the Sheet of Saramah. The Ramah Sheet is that you do wear Tfilah. So you wear Tfilah Chalamoy. It's Chalamoy, it's Tezayin. It's not Yontav Sheni because no Yontav Sheni right now. So really, it's Tefillin and it's Gevaldik. That was the Tefillin that Mordechai was wearing. That Teres of Gedolah was good for the Tefillin. Mordechai. Because I'm saying it's going like the sheet is that you don't wear Tefillin. The guy is going with the sheet that you do wear Tefillin. I'll tell you why this is Mamish Mordechai. Because if you look in the Sefer from the Minhagim of the Chassam Sofer, they bring that the Chassam Sofer wear Tefillin al Chalamoid or not. He niach Tefillin al Chalamoid. The Chassam Sofer wore Tefillin al Chalamoid. What about the Vilna Gaon? Did the Vilna Gaon wear Tefillin al Chalamoid? It's brought down in the Maaser Rav. It's Sivkot and Kufay and Dalit. The Vilna Goyen held Ein Manichin Tefillin V'Chayil Shomayit. Then not only that, the Goyen held your Mavazis Amayadis. The Goyen was very, very not into wearing Tefillin V'Chayil Shomayit. So L'chayit Mamish Hepech. The Chassam Sofer who wore Tefillin V'Chayil Shomayit. Mart Chayotza. Be'ateres of Gedolah. There's no Tefillin. It's Tezayin Nisa. It's V'Chayil Shomayit. Who wears Tefillin V'Chayil Shomayit? And the Goyen says, Mamish Faket. The Goyen says, Vateres of Gdol, Mordechai is wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Yet the Goyen and the Maaser Rav was makbid bakpei the Rav, but not wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It's Rabbeinu Shloimeh. What's going on? It's Mamish Hepech HaSvar. It's Mamish Hepech HaSvar. Interesting. But just one Ha'ara. Because the emes is, if you think about it, the Goyen's a Pella, right? Let's focus on the Vilna Goyen. Usually we focus on the Chassam Sofer. Let's focus on the Vilna Goyen. The Goyen's a Pella. It's a Pella Atzuma. The Goyen held Bitkifus Gedoyli in Alid with Tfilin HaChalamoid. And yet the Goyen says, Mordechai Yotza. He went out, Ba'ateres of Gedoyla. What's he wearing? He's wearing Tfilin Shabarosh. How's he wearing Tfilin? It's Chalamoid. The Goyen held its Osset with Tfilin HaChalamoid. So how is it possible that the Goyen himself is being mighty or posik me they pshutai to be mefarish the Mordechai? Why would he be wearing Tfilin on that day? But it could be he could say a Vard, and maybe it's even Emes Lamitai. And that is the Hektim. There's a well-known Gemara, a Gemara that comes up in Raid all the time. It's Gemara Masechtis, Shabbos, Daf Samech Tes on the base. The Gemara says, Misha Haya B'Midbar. A person was stuck in the Midbar, and he has no idea what day it is. Doesn't know if it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. He posh doesn't know. What should he do? Moina Shisha Yom. You should count 6 days. U'meshamer Yom Echad. And then the seventh day, you should keep Shabbos. Now, it could be your Shabbos is Tuesday, but b'diavad, it's considered a Shabbos. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava said, B'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every single day, oysa loy parnasasa. Every single day he should work. Meaning, this person is going to have to work every single day. You know why this person is going to have to work every single day? Because really, every single day, it's a suffix when it's Shabbos. So every day, he should work a little bit, k'day chayiv. I mean, you can never put in a real day's work. Why not? Because maybe it's Shabbos. You don't really know when it's Shabbos. So being that it might be Shabbos, so therefore, every single day, you can't really work. But how are you going to survive? So every day, you'll do a little bit of work. But you don't really know what Shabbos. You're right. All 7 days, you'll work a little bit. That's what he's supposed to. That's what Rava says in the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Dach Samach Tesam Adays. And this is what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's where the Mechaber brings in Shulchan Aruch is in Simon Shin Mem Dalet, also known as Shin Dalet Mem. And the Mechaber brings this halach. If someone's in the Midbar, he's lost, he doesn't know when Shabbos is. 6 days, 7th day Shabbos, 6 days, 7 days Shabbos, and every single day just work a little bit, never work more than you need because every single day might be Shabbos. The Bir Halacha in Simon Shin Dalet Mem says, Ule inyan tefillin nistapa. I had a suffix. This person, should he wear tefillin or should he not wear tefillin? So he said, my Muscha Rishon is that, I don't know, every single day it's a suffix deraisa. Maybe he has to wear tefillin. But then again, every single day might be Shabbos. And being that it might be Shabbos, so it could be you're not allowed to wear tefillin. Because on Shabbos it's also to wear tefillin. It says the Bir Halacha, Nirla Nis Daiti, the Chayv L'Nich Tfilin. Why? Because Rav of the days are Yemei Chol. And being that most of the days are Yemei Chol, there's a 6 out of 7 chance that you Chayv and Tfilin. Zilba Seruba, and therefore you're supposed to wear Tfilin. That's what the Bir Halacha says. And then the Bir Halacha says, it could be it's even more Pashat than that. It could be it's even more Pashat. It's a Heradov and Nifla. He says, because why is it that you don't wear Tfilin on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is a noise. And Tfilin is a noise. You don't need the ois of Tfilin on Shabbos. What's the ois of Shabbos? Says the Bir Halacha, the Rishonim say the Ois of Shabbos is the Issa Malacha. This person doesn't have an Issa Malacha. Why doesn't he have an Issa Malacha? Because he's working. He's working every single day. He has to be Oisik Dei Chayiv every single day. So being that he's working, he doesn't have the Ois of Shabbos. If he doesn't have the Ois of Shabbos, it's poshut he should wear tefillin. Forget about going Basir Roiv. Every day you have to, you know why you're wearing tefillin? Because you need an Ois. They eat daf an Ois. That this person needs an Ois. Doesn't have the Ois. What's the Ois of Shabbos? The Ois of Shabbos is not working. This person is working. And because he's working, he needs the Ois of Shabbos. So Zog Debir Alocha. Nirlani Estaiti. I think this person's Chayit. Number one, it's a Svek Svek. 6 out of 7 chances that it's not Shabbos. You have to wear tefillin. And he says, besides, even if you knew it was Shabbos, being that you're working, so therefore you don't have the Ois of Shabbos. And if you don't have the Ois of Shabbos, so therefore it's for that reason you should go. Therefore it's for that reason you should go ahead and you should wear tefillin. The emes is this Chiddush of the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha doesn't bring it. But this Chiddush in the Bir Halacha is mefurish in the Trumas Hadashen. The Trumas Hadashen brings from the Smag. The Smag says like this. The Smag discusses a drasha that he once gave. And he says as follows. I once gave a drasha and I said there's 613 mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah gimel. Essen gimel. That's what the Smag says. It said I once gave a drasha. I said there's 613 mitzvahs. Of the 613 mitzvahs, three of them are oisois. Mila is an ois. Shabbos is an ois, probably means Shabbos and Yontif, and Tefillin is also an ois. Those three we find are considered ois. And what's the idea? The idea is that through Mila, Shabbos, and Tefillin, a Yid is always going to have two oises. L'kayim ha-shenemer al-pishnayim edem yokum davar. It's a smag. It's a smag talking, 1,000 years ago. So says the smag that there are three of the 613 mitzvahs that are ois. What are the ois? It's Mila, Shabbos, and Tefillin. You need two at all times. You need two oises. Because al pishnai made him yakim davar. And you always have two oises. How do you have to always have two oises? Because Yid always has bris mila. And in addition to this bris mila, either you're going to have Shabbos and Yontif, or you're going to have tefillin. Like this, you're always going to have the oises. So the Shoyal asked the Trumas Hadeshin. We're talking on the Rishonim level now. The Shoyal asked the Trumas Hadeshin. It's a one-line Shaila. Lefi tam smag. Mikoyach shnei edim. Misha meso achav machmas mila. Yinich tefillin v'shabbos. He told the Trumas Hadeshin, let's say you have a person that doesn't have bris mila. The reason he doesn't have bris mila is because his brothers died. Machmas mila, machlokes Rashi ben Utam, the beginning of Paragar, all right? All this famous, right? So someone who was meisa achah machmas mila. Right now he doesn't have bris mila. So the Shoyal asked the Trumas Hadeshin, one of the Rishonim, he asked them, right? Half of the Shulchan Aruch, half of the Rambam is based on the Trumas Hadeshin. So he asked them, I don't understand. If someone was meisa achah machmas mila, lechura, he should wear tefillin. You know why? Because the Smag said you have to have two edim. Al pishnai edim yakum davar. So what's the two edim? You have mila, and then you're always going to have tefillin, or you're going to have Shabbos v'yantiv. So what about a person who doesn't have bris mila? So he doesn't have two edim. So what could he do? I have an etzah. He'll have Shabbos and have tefillin. Now, problem is we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. But maybe we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. We don't need the second ois. But this person needs a second ois. Maybe he should. So this is what the Shoyal asked Trumas, and Trumas Hadeshin liked the Shaila. He liked it. He told him, however, you can't get carried away with this smag, and you can't apply the smag l'halacha. The smag said he gave a drasha. It was divrei agada. You don't shtel tzu divrei agada ta'alacha. The halacha is that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. That's the halacha. You're going to tell me a shtickle Torah based on drush? It could be drush from the smag, from 1,000 years ago. It doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, you don't bring divrei agada into halachic circles. He brought a riot at the Trumas Hadeshin. So said the Trumas Hadeshin is not a cheshbon. But really, Trumas Hadeshin liked the taina. He thought it was a good aura. Very good aura. If a person needs the ois, so you're with filling on Shabbos v'yantiv. The only reason you don't. So zok debir halacha, this person that's by midbar, and he doesn't know when Shabbos is, should he with filling, should he not with filling? So bir halacha says, number one, go baser roiv, call the parish meruba parish, 6 out of 7 days are weekdays, so you should with filling. He says, but besides, I think even on the 7th day in this scenario, you're chayv and filling. Because you're going to be doing malacha on all 7 days, and all 7 days, you're not going to have the ois. If you're not going to have the ois, so therefore you should be chayv and filling. But al kaponim it's mavur this yisai that it's true you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos you don't wear tefillin on Yontif but why it's because of the ice but lu yitzuyer you didn't have the ice it's mavur in a bir halacha and in a Trumas Hadeshin that really if you can work it out without using divrei agada but if you can work it out in that instance what would be the halacha is that maybe it's possible you would wear tefillin on Shabbos and you would wear tefillin on Yontif so it could be that's the pshat in the Vilna Gaon it's haflav a fella. The Goyin said that Mordechai HaTzadik went out on Tezayin Nisan, the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. He was wearing an Ateres Zov Gedoyla. Says the Goyin, what was that Ateres Zov Gedoyla? The Ateres Zov Gedoyla was the Tefillin Shal Rosh. He had Argamon. You know what the Argamon was? Says the Vilna Goyin, the Argamon was the Tefillin Shal Yad. So we said, what do you mean? The Goyin sheet is you're not allowed to wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So if you're not allowed to wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, so how is he being a Farish that that's what Mordechai HaTzadik was doing? Why are you wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Because Chol Moed is an ois. What's the ois of Chol Moed? We mentioned yesterday, you can go in different directions with this. You know what the Goyin says in Bir Agra? What's the ois? Zok de Vilna Goyin in Bir Agra. The Ramah says that B'chol HaMoed, the Mechaber says B'chol HaMoed Asu Lo Niach Tefillin. Says the Vilna Goyin, Kasab Alach is Gedo, that reason is Ratzal Loimer, because you have an ois. And what's the ois? It's b'matzah v'sukkah. That's the ois. On Pesach you have the ois of matzah, and on Sukkah you have the ois of sukkah. What's the makar to this? The makar to this is toisus amay cotton daf yotes amid aleph. And the truth is, we mentioned yesterday that if matzah is the ois, how come matzah be the ois? There's no chiv to wear to eat matzah. Matzah, the chiv is to eat the first night. There's no chiv to eat matzah kol shiva. We mentioned yesterday, l'fi the goyin, that the goyin holds that there was a mitzvah's kiyum, as Chassam Sofer says it's in the tshuva, that there's a, you're makayim a mitzvah, you have the ois. So the goyin l'shitasai said matzah, it's pasha, right? But the goyin says, what's the ois? The ois is matzah. What happened on that day? Mordechai was fasting. It was the third tainus. There was tainus Esther, the whole place was fasting. This was the original tainus Esther, it was a 3-day fast. It started Yudalid, and then it was Tezvav. The Gemara says they fasted on Pesach, and then it was Tezayin. Mordechai was shovle sake v'tanisa, the Gemara says, right after this happened. Right, the Chassam Sofer, a person sees a little Yeshua, don't give up. Run right back to sake v'tanisa, and that's what he did. But he was in the middle of fasting. So if he was in the middle of fasting, he didn't have the ois. Because what's the ois of Chol HaMoed Pesach? It's achilas matzah. So if he didn't have the ois of matzah, so now he's like the person that's in the midbar and he doesn't know what day it is. Now he's like the Trumas Hadesh and Shoyal, where you have a person that was meis ochel machmas milo. If he doesn't have the ois of matzah, that's what the goyin said, he's chayiv in tefillin. Abadah the goyin held osul laniach tefillin. And he would have never been mefarish that Mordechai HaTzadik went ahead and he violated something that he himself was so machmer and so stringent about. Oh, but the teretz is that why don't you wear tefillin? The goyin l'shitos, he says in Bir Agra, like Tosfos says in my cotton yotes, it's because of the mitzvah's matzah. So if it's because of the mitzvah's matzah, they didn't have matzah. They had matzah because they were fasting. They didn't have matzah. So Mordechai HaTzadik put on tefillin. I think it's emes. That's why he put on tefillin. That's the teretz to the goyin. The teretz is, avada the goyin held its aser. But it's only also because of the ois of matzah. Mordechai's fast. He's fasting. Okay, so now he's like that person that's loyaleinu. He has to work. And it's for that reason. Reb Shmuel Reuven Grossman incidentally told me that the Baba V'Rebbe, Reb Naftolchuk, he used to always say over Reb Naftolchuk that he remembers seeing there was a yid that was, it was Shabbos, and he was looking outside, and he saw a yid, he was walking outside Shabbos, he was wearing tefillin. So he went over to him, and he was carrying his, he said, Rabbi Yid, was geist him a tefillin, it's Shabbos today. So he told him that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, because Shabbos is an ois, and therefore, medafne shuman kan tefillin. He said, but what is the ois? The ois is the ois from Issa Malucha. He says, unfortunately, ich darf gein mar be Shabbos. And if I have to go to work, I don't have the ois of Shabbos. And if I don't have the ois of Shabbos, that's why I'm putting on tefillin. He used to say it over all the time. It was margula bapume, this mice, and made a very deep impression on him. And he used to say it over to bring out what America looked like once upon a time, when there were nesyonis, and it was very, very difficult, and it was very challenging. And he used to bring out this story to make this point. But that's what's going on. If there's no ois, there's actually a basis for this in halacha. It's a bir halacha, it's a trumas hadeshen, and maybe that's pshat in this Vilna guy.